I don't have to give much of an introduction since everything was very eloquently introduced. Nitrogen fertilizer is a very big cost. And for us close to the Gulf, we love eating our oysters and shrimp, and we are concerned about hypoxia, another driving factor. In previous studies at Stoneville, we've been able to demonstrate that leguminous cover crops such as hairy vetch and clover can substitute for at least half the nitrogen requirements for corn production. In the work that I've been doing more as a soil microbiologist, we've been able to demonstrate the nice improvements of hairy vetch upon various soil properties. However, in our studies with leguminous cover crop Balanza clover, which is a very nifty crop because you don't need to reseed, we've never been able to go achieve a yield deficit under this cover crop. Thus, the objectives were to see if a fall-seeded legume can replace a portion of the nitrogen fertilization for cotton under Mississippi Delta conditions. We selected Austrian peas and hairy vetch as the two legumes, and we quantified nitrogen fixation using the N15 ratios. And then we characterized the effects of these two cover crops on various soil biological and chemical properties, which I've only discussed the chemical properties here. The trial was conducted in 2005 to 2007 at Stoneville, Mississippi, on a Dundee silt loam. This was minimum tillage. It was disc, chisel, plowed, and beds formed in 2004. And subsequent years, minimum tillage just to refurbish the seed beds. Hairy vetch and Austrian peas were planted in October. 60 pounds per acre for hairy vetch and 80 pounds for Austrian pea, and desiccated in April, approximately shooting for 3 weeks before planting. We use Roundup Ready cotton and use glyphosate as the sole herbicide and harvested in September. This is a split plot design of four replicates, the main plots being no cover, hairy vetch or Austrian pea, and the subplots at 0, 60, or 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre applied as urea or ammonium nitrate. We use fairly large plots, and we use the same plot each year to assess cumulative effects. In terms of lab analysis, we determine the carbon and nitrogen content of the soils and tissues using thermo flash E12 elemental analyzer, and we use mass spectrometry for studying N14-15 ratios. We use the formulas generated by Rochester and Peebles, where we calculated actually how much of the nitrogen what came from biological nitrogen fixation in the cover crop residues. And here's an example of no cover, hairy vetch, and Austrian peas 3 days after desiccation. As you can see, the cover crops had significantly higher nitrogen content compared to no cover crop. And there was a significant amount of winter vegetation. However, Austrian pea and hairy vetch were quite consistent in two of the 3 years, except for 2006 with a higher amount of biomass. And in the first year, Austrian pea had slightly higher nitrogen content, significantly higher than hairy vetch. The Austrian peas were inoculated. Hairy vetch didn't need to be because there's plenty of hairy vetch in our native vegetation in Stoneville. Looking at how much nitrogen was fixed An Austrian pea ran from 116 to 149 pounds per acre versus anywhere from 79 to 135, with the first 2 years of the study, significantly higher amount of nitrogen fixed by Austrian pea compared to hairy vetch. This is only above ground, and there's guesstimates anywhere from 10 to 30% of the nitrogen fixed may actually be in a subsurface associated with the roots of the nodules and through rhizodeposition. Looking at some soil quality components, we can see that a general increase of nitrogen associated with the two leguminous cover crops over the no cover. Slight increases just because of the switch from conventional till to no-till, and with very dramatic increases of soil carbon associated with the two leguminous cover crops, as is the soil conditions at planting. If we look in terms of nitrogen release from the cover crops, well, this is actually decomposition curves. It may not totally reflect how much nitrogen is being released because there may be some ammonium volatilization that is occurring, but we can see a fairly rapid loss of biomass and release of the nitrogen. This is the final year of the study. We can see that under zero nitrogen, probably around 20% increase of nitrogen in the soil surface associated with Austrian peas, but there is a significant nitrogen by cover crop interaction where the highest nitrogen was actually available in years that have been exposed to both nitrogen and Austrian peas. Looking at leaf nitrogen, rather than show 3 dates, I'm just picking at two. We can see a typical yield response, nitrogen response in terms of a relationship to nitrogen, and really at the zero nitrogen level, very limited differences among the cover crop and no cover crop at early bowl set. However, we can see that under Austrian pea, excessive nitrogen content in the leaf, which may be indicative of some of the reasons for repression of yield. In 2005, there was an overall depression of seed yield of cotton, seed cotton yield associated with cover crops, where the overall the highest yield was in a no cover crop system. No effect of nitrogen fertilizer. Again, this is a fairly fertile Mississippi Delta soil, and being able to attain a respectable cotton yield without any fertilizer, that's quite amazing. Looking at 2006, we were able to observe some degree of nitrogen depletion in the plots with no cover crop. Excuse me, that should be 120 abs. Metric units from a previous presentation. As we can see, very nice cotton under the hairy vetch plots and slightly taller with the higher rate of nitrogen. In 2006, the overall effect was not associated with cover crop, but with nitrogen fertilization rate, where the highest cotton seed yield was associated with the highest rate of nitrogen, and no difference between a 0 and 60 pounds of nitrogen. It took the 2007 to finally truly deplete much of the residual nitrogen in the soils here at these Stoneville plots, and where we can see almost a 50% increase in yield associated with either Austrian peas or hairy vetch. While with no cover crop, we can see the highest yields attained. Overall, 20% yield reduction with the either of the cover crops at the high rate of nitrogen. If we looked at the course of treatments, just look at the year 2007 where there was a response. hairy vetch cost $135 an acre to establish. Austrian peas, $87, and no cover crop at $18 per acre. We are buying cover crop seed at a fairly expensive price, and buying it by the single bag increases our price, and we probably could have went with a lower seeding rate than we used for these studies. And nitrogen was around 49 cents a pound in 2007, and does the environmental benefits offset the cost? If we look in just terms of net return, the superficial economics, we can see that when no cover crop, you see incremental gains up to $619 per acre associated with the no cover crop system. Yes, you did make money compared to no fertilizer, but most growers would be shooting for the maximum yield they can. And if we're looking in terms of whether a zero nitrogen with a cover crop will be equal to this, it would take almost a tripling of the cost of nitrogen fertilizer for this system to be economically sustainable. In conclusions, we've been able to at least gain some idea of how much nitrogen was fixed by both Austrian pea and hairy vetch in the Mississippi Delta, and fairly nice contributions that are possible. And if you're interested in soil quality, yes, the cover crops under a reduced system, tillage system, are doing it. And especially how the decrease of yield, regardless of nitrogen fertilizer, by cover crops, it's probably the synchronization of release of the nitrogen from the cover crops and availability that is somehow reducing cotton yield. Some growers may be interested in having a low input cotton production system, and under these conditions, they may be satisfied with the use of leguminous cover crops. However, in order to make this a little more acceptable for growers, if there was some type of price support available for the cover crop seed, and perhaps even a lower rate of nitrogen fertilizer, we may be able to make this system economically feasible. That concludes my presentation. Any questions? I think red clover, crimson clover is a little more expensive than Austrian peas. Austrian peas, I think, is actually the cheapest for here. If you would use like 30 pounds per acre of red clover, it may be able, it may work. Okay. Okay. We used 60 pounds of hairy vetch, which probably was a bit of an overseeding. We only seeded into the actual furrows. We didn't seed onto the beds. And we probably could have reduced our seeding rates, possibly a half by a third. We had a vetch failure in a soybean study, and we wanted to make sure we'd have yields of our cover crops every year in our work. That's why we went with a higher rate. Security of the research project, we weren't intending to do an economic analysis.
One more quick question?
Yes, Jesse, I might have missed it earlier. What was the price of nitrogen that you used in that economic analysis?
I think it was 49 cents
per pound. Okay,
per N. Per pound of N. Okay. And that's why I assume that if nitrogen go up to $1.50 a pound, then maybe it may be worth it.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.